It's time to spark it up with the Kennel Linguists.
I mean, look what happened in Colorado. They're like, oh, Colorado's going to run out of weed.
The fact that you got to go to McDonald's and get a value meal supersized on the state, that never happens anywhere.
With your hosts, April O'Connor.
You need to smoke weed after you go to the whorehouse because you're kind of being contemplative and wondering. Like a store gun store. Check cash in place. Sounds familiar.
And Alex Mandelberg.
It's like Tyson hit her in the vagina. That, I feel like, is where the line is. I feel like the line is, if it can make you better, it's performance enhancing.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but about Apple.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We got the first weed resort opening up in Colorado, and we're going to have a nice long discussion of the effects of weed on sex, because we have to, because the show is called The Cannel Linguists, and damn it, we haven't had a real sex conversation for having the name of the show be Cannel Linguists.
Sure, Alex. We have.
Yeah, I guess a few. I'm Alex Mandelberg, my co-host, who is always stoned most, April O'Connor, sitting here with me, woo-woo, and our awesome guest, my very good friend, give it up for Sasha Knox. How are you doing? That was epic. That's our epic intro that everyone gets.
Really loud. And
I'm sorry about. Yeah, I should have warned you. But I like for it to take people by surprise. And also sitting in with us, the mic's on. We don't know if she'll speak. Often talked about, but rarely heard from, Sydney Moe. At least say hi.
Wee.
Say hi. Are you sitting there?
Yeah.
See, there she is. She's fucking adorable. Now you guys know why I'm dating. Now, at least, because I've talked about her so much on this show, I needed her to speak once so that people knew she existed.
And now you need to put up a picture of her driver's license. After that little voice.
Like, was that his, girlfriend? That was a squeaky little voice?
Yeah, because I wanted to make sure that, you know, when we had Sasha in, I'm like, well, Sydney's off Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, no, that makes it fun. For people who didn't know me better, it would seem like I was mad pimping on the podcast that I'm running right now.
But
for those who know me better, are like, oh, Alex is so fucking lucky right now and then never again in his life. That's basically what's going on, I think, right now. Because a weed resort has opened up in Colorado. Weed everything. You're allowed to smoke in your rooms, I would imagine. They got cannabis massages. I don't know what a cannabis massage entails.
You know exactly
dying.
What it entails. You just That's why I'm laughing.
I can't even imagine what they would do.
Well, they're probably like, going to take some kind of cannabis and rub it on your body.
I would imagine some kind of cannabis oil that they're going to rub on your body, or you're going to go in for your massage and the door is going to open and a big cloud of smoke behind him and the dude's just going to walk in like, hey, bro, what's going on? So like,
So what would you like today?
So you want to like smoke something together and then I'll fucking rub your shoulders, bro? Like, I feel like it might like a weed massage just might be like, we're going to smoke weed and I'll rub your shoulders and then, you know, maybe give you a mani-pedi. Like, I don't fucking know. You have to be really specific with this weed stuff because with weed people, they've put weed in fucking everything.
Yeah,
there's
as
weed.
It should be.
Yeah, well, yes, that's certainly there's a brand of Holistic Sam, the Goldfish crackers that he makes. That he was on our show. He brought us some.
I've had those before. They're pretty intense.
They're so deliciously good just to eat.
Yeah,
and well, that's love gold. Yeah, that's the that's you can't make.
My ex, I got those for him from the shop that I used to go to because his favorite cracker was Goldfish crackers. And so I thought,
as everyone should be.
And the guy behind the counter was like, so this is like three portions in this bag and they're pretty intense, you know, even just as is. And it wasn't that I believed him or didn't believe him. I just relayed the information. I went somewhere, I came back, and there's just like three or four goldfish like laying around and he just completely unconscious. The bag is like crumpled up and I was like, oh. Awesome. And he slept for like 12 hours.
Yeah,
like,
he did.
In Odin sleep.
Well, I've told the story before about my friend Jim, who will be a guest on here eventually, but the first time he'd ever made edibles, him and his friend got an ounce and they baked it into one tray of brownies. And it was him and three other friends, so they split it into four equal parts. But they were like, oh, so they each took a little bite and then they're like, I don't feel anything. Well, obviously they just took a bite and they didn't know. So they ate each of them their entire quarter of the brownie. And as he described it, he was high for 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, he went to sleep, woke up still high, had his day, went to sleep still high, woke up still high, fucking had his day, mm-hmm. went to sleep. It's,
I kind of like that about an edible. If you can find one that doesn't have too strong of a come on, but it does have that crazy long lasting effect.
Oh, yeah. No, that is good.
Good background high, and you can add to it.
If you're an all day, every day smoker, that I feel like that's the thing. All day, every day smokers don't venture into edibles as often as they should because, yeah, it gives you that long lasting. I'll admit, I'm an all day, every day smoker, and I rarely ever have edibles. I really should.
I eat an edible every morning as soon as I wake up, and then within like an hour, I'm just.
I should be doing that. I should be doing that too.
That's smart. It's one of the only ways to guarantee that you won't fuck around and not be high.
Yeah.
No, that's my nightmare.
So the first shop I ever worked at, they had gelato, enhanced gelato. They had a few different ones.
Enhanced.
One had cannabis in it. The other ones, like, regular people could buy. They had an aphrodisiac one, too. And then the one that had...
Aphrodisiac.
The one that had cannabis in it also had kava and valerian in it.
Oh.
So, like, when you first eat it, the kava, like, kicks you in the fucking nuts. And then
love valerian root, too.
Yeah. That's and amazing. Then, yeah, it's like 24-hour sedative, just... down for the count.
Valerian, isn't that one of those things from fucking Game of Thrones?
Valerian stew.
Yeah. Yes, isn't that one of those fucking things from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, valerian root is actually, that's where Valium is derived from.
Oh.
You know, it's synthesized from.
That make you pay attention shit. Oh, wait, no. Valium's the go-to-sleep one.
Valium
isn't
is like, yeah.
It's
like,
a muscle relaxant.
Yeah. I always, I get the Valium and the, what's the one I'm thinking of? What's the.
Vicodin?
No. Fucking, Adderall. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. It's not addictive when you take it in the herbal form.
Okay, but this show is not about pills. Let's talk about weed. I want to talk about weed.
Oh, yeah.
So you talked about that when we brought up this. It was funny during our pre-show. As soon as April's like, they're opening a weed resort in Colorado. So I was like, let's go. Do we have to do the show? Do we have to do the show from there? We can grab some fucking phones and we'll record it on the plane.
$148 in my purse right now. I think we can, if we pool it, we can at least.
Yeah, we can gas. That's at least gas to get there. We can do that. Like, later, it was fun. Thanks for having me on the show.
I mean, I'm going to have to look it up and...
No, we have it right here.
Okay, because is it super
It's called Canna Camp Bud and Breakfast Mountain Resort.
Oh, God. That is...
Read it out loud.
The way stoners have been able to just fucking have fun with words like bud and breakfast.
Weed is
Canna
so awesome.
Camp combines together a traditional ranch resort, the use of recreational marijuana, and educational workshops to create a one-of-a-kind getaway experience for its guests.
Educational
170-acre camp.
Educational.
That better be showing me how to do DMT.
I'm telling you.
I'm sure you.
I guarantee you every single show and tell is, so today I'm going to show you how to smoke weed by rolling a joint. And then you go to another seminar. It's like, so today I am going to show you how to smoke weed by loading the bong. And then you go to another one. The dude's just like, so I'm going to teach you today about vaporizers and how you can smoke weed from them.
Is there an itinerary on
it? It says it includes numerous accommodations except the cannabis itself as it violates the state law. So this says it's 30 miles outside of Colorado. So does that mean it's not in Colorado?
Wait a minute. So it's BYOW?
Yeah. You can, but it says guests can bring their own marijuana and use it while they're there.
Because that's every hotel I go to for me. So
although Canna Camp does not allow smoking inside their cabins, guests will be encouraged to smoke at its other public areas due to its secluded mountainside location. But for any stoner who's ever stayed at any hotel, I've been in non-smoking rooms. I've never been busted. Everyone has underways. I'm not saying break the rules, but I'm saying we've broken the rules before.
You're cute
and little and white, so nobody fucks with you for smoking.
You know
weed
what? I can't
you
help that.
That is my burden that I bear.
What's that movie where it's John Travolta and they switch like when black people are how white people are. What is that movie called?
Oh, no, no, no. That's not him. It's Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy, Trading Places.
No, no. God damn it. This is like a drama.
Oh, no.
I can't think of what it's called, but it doesn't matter. But so are you getting the impression that this is just a weed-friendly hotel?
It's a weed-friendly hotel, but it says pot-related activities such as yoga, cannabis-infused massage therapy, and cannabis cooking classes are some of the options offered at the camp.
Cannabis cooking classes. That would be a kind of fun thing to do for a day.
Right now, it feels like something they're just trying to make money off of. Like,
well, yeah.
If it was a place where they're like, it's like a cruise. It's all-inclusive weed. I see what you're saying. That was what I was assuming. They created some sort of Vegas wonderland for like how booze is in Vegas.
I'm sure there's going to be an
interesting
house
idea. I'm waiting for the day. I've been wondering why, because cruise ships sail around in international waters where there is no law. I've been wondering for so long, if you make port in California where marijuana is legal and a company could purchase it, why you couldn't just have cruises for medical consumption.
Oh, I'm sure that's right on the horizon.
I would like it, but wouldn't that be awesome? Because then you could have like an all-inclusive, your weed's included, your drinks are included, your food's included, because that's how cruises usually are, is
there's going to be a wine and weed festival, I'm sure, where it's like they're going to pair weed with your fucking cheese.
Sasha just came a little bit when you said
damn,
that.
Dude,
I love going to wine. I'm not fancy, but like when I go to wine tastings, I'm like, yes, sure, delicious. I don't know what I'm doing, but I make it look
very gentle on my palate. I like it.
It's got an oaky afterbirth. Sorry, more office jokes. But like the idea of being in a wine tasting and, you know, you're out on the patio and there's a lot of places with slight smoke, but then you can just be smoking a joint and drinking like fancy, with cheese.
Well, and it's not that you wouldn't have been smoking the joint, but it's not. But when you're able to just do it freely and not have to pretend.
Well,
I
think we get a really. I feel so flippant about this because I have such a skewed view living in Los Angeles. I go to visit my mom in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh yeah, no,
and
God.
We're walking down the street, like on the way to 7-Eleven or something, and I light a joint, and I'm not even thinking about it, and she starts freaking out. But she smokes weed, like she's part of the culture, but she's like,
it's
one thing to be like in the house and talking about it, but I realized how much I talk about weed and how sort of laissez-faire I talk about it, because I get looks, you know, I'm sitting in a place and I say something, and if you're outside of LA, it's just not as accepted as I want it to.
I walk in places reeking, and people like look around like, whoa, damn, somebody smells like skunk.
My cousin, who used to live out in Texas, who is a dedicated smoker, and he was raised in California, and he used to just go crazy because he had to go in his garage and hide underneath the windows and blow it into an air purifier, because his neighbor on one side was a retired Air Force general and his neighbor across the street was a retired Navy captain. And then he had two lesbians who lived on the other side of him. So that was kind of the weird.
Kind of screwed.
But that's Texas.
But they could have smoked weed.
Yeah, but Texas, man, they don't fuck around. It's still a felony there. They'll drag you to jail in front of your wife and kids.
It's
so
the first apartment I got in LA, when we were going to drop off the rent check, like the deposit, like the main drop, you know, the deposit, it stunk like weed so bad in their house. I was like, yes, this is amazing. And I said, wow. I said to them, wow, I really like your air freshener. And then the other lady's like, yeah, it's herbal.
Oh my God, you guys. So I was just in, excuse me, this is so amazing. I was just in Chicago this weekend.
Did you enjoy the Windy City?
It was very lovely, but the small story I want to tell is that I wasn't in city proper. I was in a place called Waukegan.
Oh, okay.
And so we're driving down a stretch of highway, and it's not desolate, but it's empty. And I smell, in my mind, which immediately registers as weed, and I look around at the other cars that were driving past. I'm like, somebody's getting high. I didn't have any weed with me. I didn't want to bring it on the plane. So I was just kind of in like a really, and I say that out loud, and I kind of said a couple things about weed. And then I went, oh, wait, it's probably actually a skunk.
It's probably actually a skunk.
Considering where I am, it's probably actually a skunk. And it was.
For your benefit, I'll let you know what we've learned on this show, which is the TSA has very publicly been willing to say they're not looking for it. They don't care if you have it. Don't be a dick. Don't transport obscene amounts. But if you're bringing it for obvious personal use, they're not going to. Check the bag. That's always my advice. Check the bag.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to pay the – because most airlines make you pay to check a bag. If you're willing to pay the $25 to be willing to have weed with you while you're there, they are not going to take it away.
You know, and that's what I've been told. And I did check edibles, and nothing happened with that.
Yeah.
But I just sort of – usually if I'm traveling, it's for work. And so – while I might be kind of careless with my own time, I feel like, what if it's that one time?
I get busted, I fuck up the shoot
that makes sense. Or whatever. So,
well, what I will also say about that is
headphones. What's happening?
The TSA also the only
she's wrapped up in the cord underneath.
Oh, is your dog wrapping up in the headphone cords? Yeah, if the TSA does catch you with anything, and they have to be like, oh, well, we did catch it because it was so. Like
obscene,
all they have the authority to do is to turn you over to local authorities, which if you're flying out of LAX is going to be the LAPD. And if you have your prescription, you're good.
Like I know people that have flown with like lots of weed and they just stick their rec, like a copy of it on it and put it in their bag. Or I've accidentally taken stuff and been
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's on the books that taking marijuana from across state lines is absolutely illegal.
You're absolutely right. But the problem is the until I until my bag on that plane has crossed the that border, I haven't done anything illegal. You can't charge me for a crime that hasn't happened, and that's what the TSA realized, which is why they don't care about marijuana so much.
So if you fuck around and get caught in Chicago with the weed you brought from L.A., that's on you.
That's on you. That's on you in Chicago.
Sense. Yeah.
But that's why they say that is they go – well, technically, I know that you're getting on a plane, you're going to be flying out, so obviously you intend to cross state border with it, but you haven't crossed the state border with it, so I...
That's just not part of their job description. Yeah. They're not trained to look for it. They're looking for liquids and sharps.
And bombs.
And bombs. And then that.
Bombs,
that's
guns.
And then the weed stuff is for the, you know, LAPD, and they're not going to call LAPD for a little bit
things
of weed.
Things that can kill people, definitely. That's what they're looking for.
What do you
need?
I need something to knock this bowl out.
That's what I was.
There it is.
So ask and thou shalt receive an ashtray. That is what I said.
What is this?
So, that is just something.
I need a pokey.
There should be one. There should be a toothpick right in front of you. Right there. Oh, see? Look, there it is. We found it. Poking things out because we are approaching the 20-minute mark, which means that we have to have some weed ready to go, don't we? But yeah, so TSA really.
I've just been smoking this whole time.
Oh, it's okay. It's
that's awesome.
TSA really just does, it's not in their job description to give a shit about weed.
Yeah,
they can't.
And I mean, if Obama's telling the FBI to back off and the CIA at this point, I don't think TSA is going to give a shit.
Well, I guess
they need to leave it alone. In 50 or 60 years, this will be the funny when people, oh my God, I listen to this old school podcast file thing, and they'll laugh about how we don't have just normal legalization. It'll come. It's just going to be a laugh.
Had a big laugh because
that may sound naive, but I just believe that there's change a-brewing.
Eye-opening moment for me. My cousin used to always come and get weed from me. I smoke a lot, and I'm like, you're getting more than I smoke, so what the fuck are you doing with all this? And after finally 6 months, when I had the balls to ask him this question, he goes, oh, you didn't know I'm selling it to your dad and all of his friends? And I'm like, oh, they all still – like, it was I guess I didn't realize – I always thought – I had this – idea when I first started smoking weed that eventually I would outgrow it and blah, blah, blah. And it was about 2 years ago where I realized I'm like, I'm never going to not smoke weed. Mm-hmm. I like the person I am when I'm high more than the person I am when I'm not. I think I'm neurotic. I think I'm all over the place. I think I'm a bit edgy. I think I'm a bit of an asshole. I like that I am a calmer person high. I'll be doing this my whole life, and realizing that people I know who I respect who are fucking pillars of good people in the community, as they would say, are all fucking stoners. But that's never what represents stoners. Why don't we ever have those people representing stoners? We always got the dude in the fucking beanie going, "Cha, bro."
Here's the thing. I mean, the war on drugs and that entire thing painted – there was no picture – a picture had to be painted about this substance. It was painted. It's stuck. America sets the trends, et cetera, et cetera. All it has to do is be turpentined away. We just need a new face, and it's coming. I just think it's going to be a few more decades, and then it's just not going to be a big deal.
I hope so. I'm in that camp of that's the way I think it's going, but I think a very big big step was President Obama saying that he sold weed in college. Yeah. What would be a bigger step is him admitting that he probably still smokes weed every now and then today.
That guy's so groovy. Bigger. He's totally getting high.
We know that Clinton was smoking in the White House. He had. There's no way Clinton wasn't.
Oh, fuck. That is delicious. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. As we approach our 20-minute mark, what are we sampling today, April?
It's Madman OG.
Madman.
Oh, I love that show. Madman OG is L.A. Mad Confidential Man. Crossed with OG Kush. So L.A. Confidential is kind of like
I get why they called it Mad Men, because it's the new interpretation of L.A. Confidential. So
it's Mad Man, not Mad Men, like the show. But no, it's okay.
I'm calling it Mad Men. Okay, fine, Mad Man. Pass that this way. I want to try some.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be Mad Men because there are several nugs, not just one nug?
Yeah, see. Look, my girlfriend coming in for the overhead slam on fucking common sense and the fucking, because there's a lot of it, there's men.
I don't know. I think the person that made it named it, and that's just what it is.
Okay, fine. You know what?
But good point. But it was a good point.
It was a darn good point. Oh, is your beverage already empty? Oh, geez. Well, fuck. We have
whiskey.
Still all the. We do have whiskey. Do you want some whiskey?
God, no. She just want me to puke and go to sleep.
Oh, no, that is not what we want at all.
No.
That would be a terrible thing. Are you going to go grab something? Okay, yeah. Go grab things to drink. I keep on circling back to this fucking. I want. Now, all of a sudden, fuck a weed resort. I want to come up with a weed cruise. That is now my dream. That's my dream business to come up with is a weed cruise.
Well, I think out on international waters. How it works when you whatever flag you fly above your ship is, and those are the rules you obey. Is that correct?
Jamaican cruise,
ish.
Maritime law, no.
That no, you the flag that you fly is merely the country you make port in. It's who they know that they can report you to, but. Mm. I mean, international water is international water. Nobody polices it. That's the whole point. It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I imagine that there's already some sort of standard set up for why or why not that could happen. Why not?
Well, yeah, once you're out in international waters, you pretty much don't have anything to worry about as far as the weed cruise ships go. Yeah, you leave port, you're out at sea, smoke all the weed you want, come back to port, doesn't fucking matter. Fucking weed cruises is where it's at. And that's where we're going to wrap that up, because now it's time for the fun conversation. Weed's effect on sex. We've talked about Foria a few times. The reason this came up, there's a new pill coming out that's claiming to be the female Viagra, the first of its kind. Now, we've talked about Foria quite a few times on this show. Sasha, you didn't. You heard about it. Can I say the pride that I have that I could tell you something about sex that you didn't know about?
I want to hear a little bit more of your story just in general. If you're a blind listener and
if you're a blind listener, Sasha is an adult actress, and it's kind of awesome that I could say something about sex that you're like, I didn't know about that. I'm like, that is you. I could die tomorrow, and the pearly gates they'll be like, what did you accomplish in your life? That is going on the list of things that
I think telling Sasha Knox something about sex is pretty groovy. Yeah. I love to learn anything new, and I don't get a ton of opportunities. But I think I had the capacity to understand that something like that could exist. But when you guys were like, verify, that shit works, I was like, okay, give me some.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious. I mean, I am extremely sensitive. That's sort of what I'm known for. I've learned how to make myself come with no stimulation.
That's a fucking gift.
So the idea of something to be able to do that. Make my, yeah, and with different types of sensations that are not necessarily pleasurable.
But I want more details.
The idea of making my personal, my own clit more sensitive seems like a weird sort of like double down KFC, like unnecessary. Like, why are we even making it? Seems very American, I guess.
it's the extra value meal.
It's like we learned that supersize kills people. So.
Yeah, I just think it. I don't know. I mean, I'm always down to try because it's sort of like, well, what could happen then? Like, what's it gonna be if it's more sensitive than it already is? Like the joke and like within my crew is that if you look at me hard enough, I'll come.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm curious. So, yeah, I wanna try it.
That's the thing. So we've talked about Foria, which makes you more sensitive. Now, this drug that's coming out that was just approved by the FDA, it works on the brain, not the downstairs area. So it's for women who feel like they don't enjoy sex.
It's classified as a antidepressant.
But it's classified as an antidepressant.
It's probably one that they found this particular antidepressant has a high level of
horniness,
sexual euphoria feelings.
Well, because all the other ones make you have no sexual desire whatsoever. Yeah. So,
well, many of them do, that's for sure.
That's why weed, I've always thought weed was such a better treater for depression than antidepressants, because you can still fuck on weed. You cannot fuck on antidepressants. It is damn near impossible. But also on that same page, because I realize that I've always been high when I have sex because I've always been high for the last decade.
Mm, yeah.
But I don't know how weed affects – I don't know that I've ever smoked a bowl that's made me horny. I don't know
think back when you first – like the first 5 years you were consistently smoking weed, like the very first 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I believe at that time that – weed absolutely exaggerated. It totally, you know, amplified sex. But as my tolerance developed and I got older, that side effect just kind of went away.
Oh, damn it.
And then I don't really know of a time that I'm not high.
Right.
So it would be like, oh, yeah, I was high when I was having sex, but I'm always high.
Right.
Well, I asked the question.
If I'm too high, though, my mouth gets dry, and that can make things difficult.
I was asking that question earlier. said the same way that men can get whiskey dick, like, and we're having trouble performing. Can a woman, if you smoke too much weed, if you got dry mouth, and you're like, I can't.
That's why you get the Foria. But okay, so
Foria isn't for a blowjob, though.
No, but I mean, lose.
Even
if you have crazy, just because you got high, dry mouth, like that's not just standard dry mouth, like I'm dehydrated, that's like killer dry mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But orange juice will always give you that viscousy mouth that is the right mouth you should have for a blowjob.
See, I needed to know this information. I feel better.
So if you want to, like, I want to specifically get high, like right before I fuck, then that's a good plan.
Yeah, because that's a problem I run into where I'm like, hold on.
Oh no, because I mean, a wet blowjob is the only right blowjob, and if you just can't get it up, then it's like the spit and not your dick.
That's your version of get it up. I get it.
Then it's like it's a waste of time,
and it's not a blowjob if there isn't tears too.
Oh no, that's not true.
I'm kidding.
Oh, tears of joy.
I mean, you know when you choke and it makes you cry. It's not real cry.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have to choke.
I guess it was a bad joke.
I get really crazy and like intense about blowjobs because I think they're the most important things in
absolutely
the world. I get a little militant. Unfortunately, it's hard for me to have like a casual conversation.
I take pride in my, and that's why I'm like orange juice. I will never forget orange that. Juice.
That's a good tip to have because I'm sure
it's like
that
an immediate. You're not gonna have to wait like it's at least
because water. You're like, okay, that worked for a few minutes.
For a second,
because for a man, it can sometimes be the same thing. If it's first starting out, you know, she's not completely ready. You have to kind of provide something. So dry mouth is always the enemy in sex.
Well, because I usually have a super super wet pussy, but if I'm really stoned, like if I got high right before we start fooling around, It's like
that dries up too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Are you serious?
Your whole body kind of goes.
Yeah, it really does. It's like it dries.
Wait, it dries.
And that's why you use lube.
Yeah,
you should always use lube especially like if you're using condoms, it makes it dry faster. And then same thing, I mean, Foria, that you shouldn't use condoms with that because that's oil based, but it okay.
Will coconut oil eat through a condom?
It could. Not necessarily, I mean.
But some girls love to use coconut oil as a lubricant because they like sensitive natural, skin. Yeah, it's
natural, yeah. I've heard that before.
They say that you need water-based lubricant.
I think it's gritty.
I have an older friend who said that when him and his wife are going at it, he's like, we just get out a jar of coconut oil and we just fucking slather up. And I mean, it's a little gross, but on the same page, I'm like, I can see where that's kind of fucking hot, slather each other up with coconut oil. It's natural.
Sophoria is MCT oil, which is it's basically coconut oil, but defractionated or whatever, mm-hmm. and it makes it more liquidy, consistently.
Fancy words.
And then it's just CO2 oil, and you throw that thing up there. The first time I used it, it was a solo mission because this is interesting. You have to wait 30 minutes.
It's a liquid. It's a spray. It's a spray.
But you're supposed to wait
on your hoodie.
Well, you don't. Yeah. You put it in your hand and then.
And you touch.
No. Don't spray it on your hand. Spray it right on the hoodie.
Spray it on.
Hoodie hoo.
But then I've had my.
Fair, no, tell me.
Yeah. It takes about 30 minutes to kick in. And
okay, so you
actually will feel high from it too, for sure. Here's the actual cool thing is that this drug that's out for that just got approved by the FDA is for women that are going through menopause, and THC and progesterone are very almost identical molecularly. Mm-hmm. So that it works for women, like it works for balancing your hormones just as much as it does help make you horny and make it more warm and
tell me
more
kicks in.
Kicks in.
What does that mean to you? It makes the
blood rush, everything kind of swells down there in a good way.
So without even stimulation, you feel stimulated.
Do you feel stimulated or do you just feel tingly like, oh, it's very sensitive right now?
Or is it Mike Tyson punching your vagina?
Well, that was a description that we had very aptly given to us.
It makes it throb and just it feels hot and it just the same
same way you would feel when you were super aroused.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So, but without having to bring forth your own arousal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow. So wait, hold on. Actually, that is kind of curious because going back to what this is. So it wasn't just a sensitivity down there. It was also in a brain response to it as well. Like you actually felt aroused.
Well, yeah. I mean, and you're also feeling high from it too, because you actually the first time I was like, I have to wait 30 minutes, so it was a solo mission. I just was getting ready, and then I gotta wait 30 minutes, so I just like put on It's Always Sunny because I had 30 minutes to kill.
Put on porn?
No, that was just the first. Obviously, I learned from that mistake because it kicked in faster than 30 minutes, and I fell asleep, and then I woke up so fucking high and so fucking horny. It was just like,
I have to try it. Can I take some home?
Yes, absolutely, you can. Of course, you can.
Oh my god. Oh, we're gonna get that.
You're my friend. How could I? Yeah,
it worked pretty fast, and you can. Do you feel high from it too?
Well,
you can. I think the guys can also feel a little high from it too, but it's mostly for women.
It depends. Because it is all natural, I will say this for men. If you have a girlfriend and you want to use Foria on her, the nice thing about it is once you've sprayed it on, if you give it just 5 minutes to kind of absorb, the THC's in the skin. What's kind of left on the outside is just the coconut oil. So go to town because whatever THC is left there, it's all food based. This is all so it's a tincture.
So you're saying it's fine to eat her.
It's fine to eat her out. Go down there. Technical. You will get a little bit high.
Yeah.
Because there is going to be some THC left over.
If your partner doesn't smoke weed, you should give them a heads up.
Absolutely. If your partner is not a weed smoker, give them a...
No, you should just start making your partner smoke weed.
Well, that too.
But that's like the equivalent of dropping acid in their beer because they don't know that it's coming. When you're coming, you're coming, and then they're going to be stoked.
That is the new version of dosing, is a woman spraying her vagina with fucking weed tincture. Be like, honey, go down on me for a little bit. He's like, well, fuck, you never just say it like that. Okay. Well, I guess I'll go. Sharon, by Gonnet, I'll go down and eat your pussy. And then he's down there, and a couple hours later, he's just like, "Hey,
I'm hungry.
Hey, you know, Sharon,
should we get a pizza?
Yeah, I just feel fucking wonderful."
Greg Franklin, he used to have a joke when he'd come to my show, and he'd say that April smoked so much weed that you'd get high from eating her pussy.
Oh, wait. Oh, your pipe is over here by me. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, there we go. Passing it. Wait, I'm going to hit it on its way over to you. Oh, gosh. I'm such a hog.
But that's okay. But also give me my little pink lighter that's over there.
Uh-oh.
I'm stealing everything from you. Okay, Sasha? You just have to deal with that. And you don't get any of your things. That's the deal on Cantilinguist. You come here. I'm going to steal your pipe. I'm going to steal your lighter. I'm going to smoke your weed. It's all going to be like that. So getting back to our discussion.
It's not that like that at all, actually.
Uh-oh. April's like, don't you fucking speak for me like that, god damn it.
I'm just kidding.
I just thought something to take it serious for a second. Bring it back.
But yeah.
Just
kidding. If you, as the man, you absolutely will get high going down on the lady. If it's been there for more than 15, 20 minutes, most of the THC is going to probably be gone. So if you do want to also get high while making them more sensitive, go at it right away. Spray it on, give it 5 minutes, and then start your foreplay. And if you don't have foreplay that lasts more than 20 minutes, you're doing it wrong. So just...
Okay, so here's two questions. The first one is, there's a lot of products on the line. You can buy them on the shelf at CVS, stuff like that, that say they have that same effect. Mm-hmm. So what do you feel might be the difference between... Because I've used those, and it's just like, oh, it's warm. it's a guy like a chemical reaction that's making warm, the skin on the outside of my pussy warm.
Yeah.
And so you're obviously explaining to me that it is quite a much more involved experience than
I think the difference with those is it is with something like that, it's you're taking something that is kind of the action of it is your blood is flowing a lot faster, and when that happens, your extremities tend to warm up, hands, feet, and genitalia. Those are extremities.
We're thinking that this has very much to do with the weed.
This has, well...
It's the weed that's making it
weed,
so epic.
Weed is an analgesic. It's been used in Chinese medicine for 5,000 years. It is an anti-inflammatory.
Oh, that was a vagina. it's definitely
meant
suggestive.
To the picture on Foria of the woman holding the water in her hands is definitely meant to make you think
it's
of vagina.
It's when you do the hands together one way vertically and then horizontally and then you lift it. Yes.
It's definitely as close as you can get to that.
Let me spit this out really quick. You talk about a solo mission, the way you're wording it, I'm wondering there was then a experiment with non-solo mission.
Oh, that my first experience was a solo mission.
Want to hear about the non-solo mission.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, I'm curious about the effects of penetration after you use it.
It just makes it like what is it? Mike Tyson punches you in the vagina. Is that?
Well, that sounds terrible. No.
Explain it another way.
I guess what she's asking you is, was it different or just the same thing but better?
Did it increase? Did it enhance penetration?
It enhanced. Yeah, exactly. It enhanced the pleasure. It made everything more sensitive. It definitely made it more lubricated, which is always good. And then
I guess kind of like a side note, as a woman...
It kind of makes it all swell.
Well, it's easier for us to reload as an orgasm, if you will, faster than it is for a man.
Certainly,
but I'm talking if your reload time is 30 to 45 minutes in between, I'm talking, let's say, this knocks it down to 12 to 15. Like,
okay, I come about every 3 minutes when I fuck.
Okay, fine. This is like every minute and a half.
I'm worried.
So you'll just be consistently coming.
You'll just be consistently coming from the time you start fucking then, pretty much.
Can we get some on her right now?
It'll be like a machine gun going off. Like,
yeah, you definitely pop shots off.
Yeah.
You know,
4th of July, all the fireworks? Yeah, that's going to be your life very quickly.
Be your clit.
I mean, I do have like in a typical 20 minute good fuck session with a guy, I will come 5, 6, 7 times.
Yeah,
that's a healthy number.
So I'm scared. That sounds kind of amazing.
It sounds almost a bit intimidating.
It's like DMT for your vagina.
Yeah, it's kind of like, here's a regular bullet, like for, you know, a 22, and here's an elephant bullet for an elephant rifle, okay? That's the difference.
If it takes you a long time to get there, you get there very, very fast.
And if you get there very fast, you'll just constantly be there.
I wonder if it'll, like, hurt or be terrible, though. Well, sometimes.
That is kind of the question of the multi-orgasmic woman.
Off me, because I'm like, I know that you can't seem to wrap your mind around the fact that I just came, like, 7 times, so I need you not fucking touch me for a second. And you just have to, like, kick people off you sometimes, because it just gets to a point where it does hurt.
Yeah.
It hurts good, but it hurts. And I think about my vagina, I'm like, ah.
It makes
it
very sensitive.
Is it about just the constant contraction, I would imagine, after a few times?
Well, I just don't want it to, like, die. I don't want to break it.
Have it rubbed off, right?
Just explode or something.
I would imagine, because Sydney had that moment that I feel like, because I've heard people who've taken acid who tell that story where they're like, somewhere in the middle of the acid trip, they have that moment in their mind where they're like, I remember reasoning with myself that this is how I was going to be the rest of my life.
Every time. This
was never going to stop.
Every time you're like, and this is how it really is.
Yeah, this is how it really
is.
I've heard the same thing with women, though, on FOIA, where they were like, I got to a point in the middle of orgasm where I'm like, okay, so I'm just going to be orgasming for the rest of my life. I need to come to terms with that.
That ruins people's lives and makes them commit suicide.
Oh, geez. Now can we hear the testimonials?
I wanted to say thank you to whomever created this product. Having an orgasm was not always something that came with having sex for me. It was hit or miss. And after having 2 children, it became harder to achieve one. My husband told me about FOIA. We ordered a bottle. I was a little skeptical, but I was willing to try. Bold. I have never had an orgasm like this before. It was amazing.
Oh, my God.
We've been using FOIA for a couple of months now, and it just keeps getting better and better. Thank you. Thank you. I wasn't too sure about the product after reading about it online and seeing it on Instagram. My boyfriend asked – this is weird that I'm saying this, but whatever. My boyfriend asked if we could get a bottle to try it out. Why not, right? We both work together as growers, so we're constantly in each other's hair every day. Also, we're constantly medicating, so with our tolerance being so high, no pun intended, we're usually not too impressed with the certain products. We go to bed and decided to give it a go. 2 to 3 pumps was all we needed, and all I can say is, holy crap, exclamation point. The sex was awesome. We were giggling the whole time because the lube was making the sex different and new. Everything after that was just ... amazing. Body and mind highs like that are hard to come by for us. After an awesome night, bad grammar, but an awesome night of sleep from trial one, a hard day of work, and then back to bed and finally have my boyfriend excited to go to bed again. Thank you. Everybody ends it with thank you.
Okay. Why aren't boys spraying it on their dicks?
Because different. It's completely different. No, I don't know.
I mean...
Did you try?
Did you feel it when you used it?
No, I honestly
had a different feedback.
There's a. If I go down on her, I certainly know it's the same as taking a tincture. I feel a little bit of a body high. As far as increased sensitivity for me, I also have the side effect of being greatly desensitized, because I got kicked in the balls a lot when I was in high school because my friends thought it was funny. But yeah, everyone just fucking taking nut shots on each other. It's a terrible thing. But that being said, I didn't particularly feel anything different other than using lubricant, which we don't always use lube. So when we do, I certainly notice a difference in that, and that I do like.
So wait, is it a lube or is it a spray?
It's a spray that you spray on that – kind of, because it's forcing blood to run to the area, it's basically forcing a woman to create her own moisture.
Okay.
So it's a mixture.
It's also hormonal.
It's a mixture of your own as well as it's coconut oil, so it does provide some of its own.
It's giving you progesterone. It's so similar to progesterone that it's balancing your hormones. So if you might be having issues down there, then that's all. It's that.
Oh, I'm
big
so
fancy
excited.
Words I don't understand.
I'm so excited.
I mean,
it's hormones.
Alex, get a dictionary.
Come on, you're supposed to love
that's
me no matter what.
That's what you're lacking when you go through menopause. That's what starts going, running out of gas.
Yeah, I understand that. So that's...
And not saying that, you know, women can be, you know, out of balance at any age.
So when you did it...
It gets worse when you're older.
When you... experienced it with someone else instead of just by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Was it better, worse than, or just different from when you did it by yourself? I guess that'd be the big question. Is this something that women should be using every time they're going to have fun? Or is it something that's more meant for sex, but hey, you can also use, like, I guess that's the question I'm having.
Did it feel decadent as a masturbatory tool? Like sort of an overkill?
Yeah, exactly. It was like flourless chocolate cake.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
But then if you're sometimes...
I love that description, by the way. Thank you so much, Sasha. Did it feel like a decadent masturbation? I laid out the red carpet. I'll tell you, though,
I didn't feel guilty about it afterwards. No. But it was decadent. But
I've had times where like I look around my room and I'm like, was that really necessary?
Exactly.
I mean, you can't even have anybody in here now.
I love you.
It just gets out of control.
You're amazing.
Did I really have to do that? I mean, I had a great time, sure. But look at what I've done to the place.
Well, okay, I'm going
to
tell a really quick story.
Yeah. Tell away. We got 10 minutes on this podcast.
All right.
I'm hushing dogs.
This is decadence.
We can after show.
No, so, we can. That's right. We do have some time.
One of my favorite masturbation techniques is like anything I can do to like fill myself up as much as I can. Maybe something you wouldn't normally even want in a sexual partner, but just sort of like, oh, I just want to stretch my pussy.
I'm listening.
But so,
hold on 1 second. There we go. Okay, now continue.
So I have a Hitachi. All girls should have a Hitachi, I think. And it's great for, you know, clitoral stimulation. But I had this sort of weird thing where I wanted to put the whole head of the Hitachi up in my pussy. And so I had like a condom around it, lots of lube, and I was like, I can do it. I got it in. And then not only did I get it in, but I got it up inside me to where the buttons
were pressing.
I mean, I was by myself, so it was super relaxed.
I mean, you
relaxed.
Could hold a kid really, in there, so.
Well, and I mean, my hoo-ha is...
accommodating?
It's super stretchy.
Yeah, it's stretchy.
Then it snaps right back because I just have a lot of control over it. But... so I got it in, and it was crazy, and I was at like this like whole ticker tape parade in my head about like, dirty hoe bag I am for getting this inside me.
This is an amazing story.
Weird person. Anyways, so
hey, everyone's
took
got
it
their
out,
own.
Did, you know, went about my day, remembered reporting it to a few of my, you know, friends, thinking I'm like, hey, I'm so awesome, because I guess that to me that makes you awesome, but. And then, like, a week later, I'm retelling the story on set randomly, and a person, like, the PA laughed, and he's like, there's some YouTube videos you might want to watch. I was like, what do you mean? And he's like, every once in a while, Hitachis just shoots, like, flames and sparks out of the top of them when they get overheated if they're, like, faulty. He's like, it doesn't happen every single time, but there are faulty
Hitachis,
and they will just shoot sparks. And I was like, no, watch the video. They turn them on, and then it's like there's the massaging bulb of the Hitachi, and then there's, like, a little post, mm-hmm. and there's just sparks shooting up. So if that happens, so it's in those moments where sometimes I sit back and I'm like, you know, that could have been a fucking Hitachi incident, Sasha. Like, you gotta think before you start just shoving stuff inside your vagina because you were excited because you sprayed Euphoria or whatever the hell it's called. That's why I'm worried.
You're worried that it might make your sexual inhibitions to the point where you're just like, I will put...
is it going to be the alcohol of my brain? Is it gonna be the euphoria is the alcohol of whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's a weed treat for your lady parts.
Mm. Oh my gosh. And then, that's.
You have to mark this podcast explicit.
Well, if we're already marked explicit. Okay, that's.
Canalinguist.
We were trying.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah, first of all, our name is Canalinguist. And it's second of all.
It wasn't implied.
I had. When we were first starting out, I had made this pledge where I was like, I use fuck as a comma. I can't not say the word fuck.
I'm from Boston, so that's the same for me.
So I was like, I made this dedicated pledge. I was like, I'm going to try and not say that all the time on this podcast. I'm going to actually try to see if maybe we can mark some episodes clean. And then I realized that, I can't not say fuck. So it's going to come out. So we're just going to mark this podcast explicit. And it also means that our guests can talk about Hitachi near incidents that could have burned their vagina off.
I'm still proud that I got it in there, though, but I can't bring myself to do it again.
You should be proud that you did, but after seeing that video, I understand why you'd be hesitant to do it again.
Sometimes I'm hesitant just to use it, but then I'm like, a day without my Hitachi, why would I be alive?
So. Listen, it just does the job right. April is just scanning through more and more Fourier reviews.
Maybe we need to go get one of
said things. Do you not have a Hitachi?
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
April, we need to go shopping.
You have a boyfriend, though, like that. You don't know.
I can't be fucked to fucking have to fuck her to an orgasm every time. Some men are afraid to use toys.
Do you know what a wee vibe? Have you heard of a wee vibe?
I welcome all assistance to getting more orgasms.
There's a lot
I welcome
of new,
all of that.
Wicked, like awesome vibrators out there.
It's a vibrator. It's for wee, not you know, like it's you can penetrate and have it sits in there and it hits the C and the G spot.
Interesting. The thing that I like about the Hitachi is it plugs into the fucking wall.
Yeah. Whoa. So that's it's got horsepower.
That's the equivalent of like my vibrator is a diesel engine. I got to kickstart it, let it warm up for 30 minutes.
And you have a Prius.
The second time you use your battery vibrator is never as good as the first time you
know why? Because you have you have to take the batteries out when you're not using it.
Oh, I can't. I know. I come and I just flip whatever's in my hand and I'm going to back at night.
Throw it against the wall. Thank you.
The Wii Vibe is rechargeable. So that's
pretty cool. I do like the environment.
It's cool, but it's also like I learned that if you kept it in its like little case, which is also its charging station, that it'll like kill the battery, even if it's not plugged in. But if it always seems to be like you use it a few times, you're like, yeah, and then that time you really needed to use it, it like goes.
And that's when you like throw it against the wall and break a window and shit.
I went on this emergency run because it's just the one I got my second one. So my first one was it just lost its, you know, charge and R.I.P. the first one. U-turn. I named it U-turn.
I guess that's why yet another way men are a little bit, you know, luckier. There's not many, but there's a few. But that's, I guess, our sex toys are just another thing to fuck. Like, there's not, no batteries usually go in them.
It's just another hole to fuck. Butt stuff for boys is, like, way better than butt stuff for girls.
Is that true? Really?
Your butts are better. They're more
sensitive.
By more accommodating, I'm guessing you just mean it's...
You're full of shit.
You don't have a uterus. It's be taking up space.
Ah, so some more space can be taken up by
I don't know
things.
If that's the exact science. I said that really confidently, but I imagine that's...
You speak from experience.
Say it, if you say anything confidently enough in this podcast studio, we'll accept it.
I see a lot of girls getting fisted in their ass, like, up to mid-arm, right? But you never see a girl getting fisted, like, up to, like... Right here,
shoulder deep within the borderline.
No, but I've seen that on the dude. I've seen that on the dude.
So I don't know.
Does anybody just hear? That's a Tool song, isn't it?
I believe it is.
And there's some kind of science behind that.
There is some kind of science.
But so there's a lot of cool boy butt toys.
Well, you know what? It's funny that you should mention that because when I go on the road with one of the tours that I go on, the Dismantled Tour, it's a married guy, a man in a relationship.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
A single man and a gay man.
Have either of you sprayed it on a butthole?
No, we haven't. That's an interesting.
I will spray it on a butthole tonight.
Okay, that's we're interested. We're gonna have to have you back.
You're
so
gonna
we
have
can
to
hear
come
about
back
that.
And report.
But continue my story.
She's gonna be our in the field expert.
Every single time that we had one of our shows, our big thing at the end at intermission, we would let people ask questions for the male mind, and all four aspects of the male mind would answer it, and. every single show, without doubt, there was a question about, is it gay that if a guy likes some stuff being done with his butthole? And so many times we had to have the conversation where it's like, men, your asshole's a wonderland.
No, and this is fucking a definitive statement. Being in love with another man, if you are a man, is what makes you gay.
Yeah, that's it. That's the only thing.
Your butthole has nothing to do with it.
None
just
at all.
Because gay people fuck each other in their butts. They don't have like the corner on butt sex. So,
yeah. Well, that's. I don't want to wrap up yet. Oh gosh, we might have to do some
butt sex.
We might have to do some bonus time afterwards. So before we go, Sasha, do you got any websites, any upcoming things, events or anything that you want to promote? Anything going on?
No.
Twitter, you know,
just Google it.
Just Google Sasha Knox and enjoy.
All the stuff I do online is Googleable. Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
I know, but nothing is, I don't like promoting.
So what you're saying is just Google Sasha Knox. That's all you need to do.
Jerk off.
There
yes. Or grab some for you.
Some women might like it too. That's, you know. That's,
I didn't say if men want to jerk off. I said if you want to jerk off.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing to Google. Okay. That's what I was clarifying is, are we saying women are jerking off too? Okay. What about you, April? What you got coming up?
Well, this is airing on my birthday.
That is true. This is going to be airing. Show. This is your birthday show. So you got your birthday tomorrow. I know we're going shooting for your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Going to go shoot guns.
It's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But what else you got? Any shows coming up?
I have a bunch of dates in Boston. I'm going to be in Boston. I'm going to be in the stadium on the 30th of June in Quincy. I'm going to be in Portland, Maine on the 9th of July. I'm going to be in another part of Maine. I will tell you guys in the future.
Well, I just got the coolest news of my my professional comedy career. For the first time ever, I'm going to be headlining on the road. I'm going to be doing 45 minutes to an hour up in outside of Seattle, a place called Milton. That's Dave's exciting. In Milton. I've been wanting it my entire comedy career, and now that I have it, I've never been more scared of something in my life. It's outside of Seattle, up in Washington.
Oh, you're going to kill
it. Well, I need a reason to go up there.
Well, Let's go see your show. Now you do. It's going to be right around my birthday at the end of July. She's going to be going as well. So
I'll come.
Hell yeah. We'd love to have you.
Let's go.
I'm so excited for this. I'm nervous as hell, but if you're up in that area, Dave's at Milton. First of all, it's just an awesome family-run place that I've been there a few times, and I love them. They're lovely people. And the fact that they're the first ones to give me this opportunity, I am floored, humbled, and absolutely terrified. So with that being said, thank you so much, Crab Diving Network. Thank you so much, Riffopolis. Thank you so much, Sasha Knox.
Thank you.
You have been one of the most fun guests to just talk to. Where we didn't even have to have news subjects, we just got to talk, and that was that was a really good time. So thank you guys. Come back, listen to us again. We will see you next week.
And now maybe check Periscope for some after show.
Ooh.
Yep.